Shooting the free throw will be Ray Steffens. Steffens is playing his last collegiate game of his career here at Michigan State tonight, and he hopes to close it out with an upset win over Illinois. 10-9 the score, with Illinois trailing by 1 point from their Big Ten opponent. Standing down there, he's all ready for the free throw. Dips low, here comes the shot, it's up in the air, bounces around, and finally goes through. It's 11-9 now in favor of Michigan State over Illinois. Pass comes down to Rod Fletcher. Michigan State again pressing. The long pass comes down to Clive Foreman. No one around him. There he goes. He scores. The Michigan State press got confused that time, and Rod Fletcher spotted Clive Foreman all alone on the sleeper play, and Clive just had to put it up over the boards. No one within 10 feet of him. He made it good. A tie ball game. 11 apiece. Michigan State 11 and Illinois 11. Pass comes into Stafford. A bounce pass underneath into Bauer. He lost the ball. It's picked up by Carey, but he was called for traveling, and it's given out of bounds to Illinois. Ted Beach fires it over to Don Sunderlage. Here comes the six-foot senior from Elgin, bringing the ball on the left side from the free throw area. Takes a jump, one-hander, but it's up, rolls around, and finally dropped off. No good. A foul has been called against Snodgrass of State. A foul against Jimmy Snodgrass of Michigan State, and Don Sunderlage will have two free throws at the north basket to our left. That's personal foul number two on Snodgrass. Here's a one-handed push free throw. It's good. Sunderlage scores in a one-handed push free throw, and it breaks the tie. Illinois 12, Michigan State 11. Here comes the next one by Captain Don. It's also good, and it's 13-11 in favor of the Illini over the Spartans. Passing in for the white-shirted Michigan State team is Jim Snodgrass. Down the right side to Means. Over the left side of the court, it comes to Snodgrass. Another hand pass. Back over to Bauer. Down the left side, it comes into Sonny Means. Now loops the ball back out in the middle of the court to Snodgrass. It's ball control, precision-style play used here by Michigan State, setting up their set plays. Now back over the left side, it comes to Carey. Moves it back in the middle of the court, now to Means. Back over to Carey. He can't get around Peterson. Two men converging in on Carey. Sunderlage and Peterson. Now Carey finally shoots one. It's way, way wide over to the right. Taken off by Beach. Long pass comes down to Sunderlage. Past the green center line. Now he stops. Hooks the ball in the middle to Fletcher. Long pass way across court to Clive Foreman. Barreling it for a jump shot on the side. It rolls around the rim and comes off. No good. But another foul has been called, and an Illinois man, Clive Foreman, will have the free throw coming. Shooting the free throw is Clive Foreman. The foul on Sonny Means of Michigan State. Here's the one-handed push free throw by Clive. It's good. And Illinois leads now by a score of 14-11. Illinois 14, Michigan State 11. We have 10 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first half. Brawl brought on by Snodgrass. Snodgrass moving around his pivot foot. Now he passes down the right side of the court into Steffen. Back out in the middle of Snodgrass. Over the left side of the court now to Means. A bounce pass on the post and to Carey. Carey tries to get past one man. It's knocked away from him by Ted Beach. And it's picked up by Sunderlage. Sunderlage lunged for the ball. And he's tied up now by Bill Bauer. Beach knocked that ball away, but the ball scooted right between his legs. Sunderlage lunged for it as if trying to pick up a fumble in a football game, and Bauer fell on top of him. The jump ball is tipped over to Carey. On the right side of the Snodgrass, the hook shot rolls off, no good. Fought for, taken off by Peterson. He falls down, and right away, the official calls the whistle, and they call step on Bob Peterson. So the ball will be given out of bounds to Michigan State. Throwing it in is Sonny Means, the 5-foot, 11-inch junior guard from Saginaw, Michigan. A bounce pass comes over to Stafford. A jump shot from the side. No good. That was a 10-footer. Rebounded by Bauer. And Bauer is fouled by Ted Beach. Teddy knew he did it because right away he stuck his hand right up in the air. That's personal foul number one on Beach. Illinois 14, Michigan State 11. 9 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first stanza. Bauer with a green number four on the back of his white home-standing Michigan State uniform. Rubs some of the perspiration off of the ball. Takes a deep sigh. Dips low. Here comes the underhand shot. A lot of spin in the ball. It's good. Bauer scores an underhand free throw. Three men pressing down court now for Michigan State. Ball passed over to Sunderlage. He whips it over to Beach. A long bounce pass comes down to Clive Foreman. Foreman starts to drive in. Here's his jump shot. It's up in the air. Off of the boards. No good. Another tip-in shot by Peterson. Out. No good. And a shoving foul called against Illinois' Rod Fletcher. A foul against Fletcher of Illinois. 14-12 the score. Michigan State staying close to Illinois. Wait a minute. Fletcher at first had stuck his hand up in the air. Either that or he was just patting Clive Foreman on the back and saying something to him as they walked down. The foul was called on Peterson. That personal foul was called on Peterson. They'll make a correction there because that gives Pete three personal fouls. Two more and he'll be out of there for good. 14-12 the score. Illinois leads by a scant margin of 2 points. And Michigan State's Bob Carey has a free throw. Here it is. It's good. Carey scores for the Spartans on a free throw attempt. It's 14-13 in favor of Illinois. Pass comes into Sunderlage. Three men on Sunderlage, and finally one of them managed to take the ball away from him. But they call a foul. A foul has been called on Means of Michigan State. Whenever Illinois brings the ball down underneath the Michigan State basket, sometimes they have three or as many as four different Michigan State men on the two Illinois guards bringing the ball down court. That's personal foul number three on Snodgrass. Here comes the first shot, and the only shot for Don Sunridge. It rolls off, no good. A tip-in by Peterson is good. Big Pete looking very good on his tip-ins tonight. Leaped up in the air. That ball hinged in the rim and battered it right back through. 16-13. Illinois leads by three over the Spartans. Down the side comes Snodgrass. A bounce pass into Bauer. Just standing, holding onto the ball. Now he loops the ball back out to Sonny Means. Over on the right side to Carey. Carey from the free throw area. Bounce pass over the left side to Bauer. It's lost and picked up by Steffen. He lunges for it. Beach is also there to grab a share of the ball, and they call a jump ball. Steffen, 6'5", jumping against Beach, 6'2", of Illinois. They jump from the Spartan free throw line at the south basket to our right. The ball tipped up in the air over to Fletcher. A long looping pass comes down to Sunderledge from the left side on a 45-degree angle. Hooks the ball back out in the middle of the beach. Takes the one-hander. It's up. Hit. No good. The ball fights for and finally taken off there by Bauer of Michigan State. Both teams are in there struggling for that round ball, and finally Bauer whips it off of there. He bounces the pass cross-court over to Means. Comes down the left side. Beach converges in on him. Now Means whips it back out in the middle of the court to Snodgrass. Wheeling on the right side. Passes down to Steffen on the right corner. Back out in front to Snodgrass. Fires it over the left side to Means. A bounce pass comes down to Bauer, standing holding onto it. A bounce pass comes on the post into Steffen. On the right side to Carey. No one around him. Starts in for the shot. Blocked nicely by Peterson. And Peterson fights for that ball and finally takes it over there. Pass over to Beach. A long baseball pass into Sunderledge. Sunderledge drives down. He comes in the middle of the court now. Holding onto the ball. Now he hands off to Ted Beach, driving in for the shot. It's up. It's knocked away by Bauer, and they call traveling on Ted Beach. Beach called for traveling. The ball given out of bounds to Snodgrass of Michigan State. Illinois 16, Michigan State 13. 8 minutes to play in the first half. Bounce pass comes from the right side to Means into Snodgrass in the middle. Down the right side into Steffen now. Moves around on his pivot foot. Whips the cross-court pass over to Carey. Pushes the one-hander up. It's way wide out. No good. Taken off by Beach. Beach fires one down to Clive Palmer. Here comes Palmer in the middle of the court now. Driving down the middle. Stops short. Holding on to it. And they call traveling on Clive Palmer. Traveling was called on Palmer. And the ball's given out of bounds to Michigan State. Illinois making a few mechanical errors that might hurt them in the long run. Now timeout has been called here by Michigan State. This is the first timeout in the ballgame. And it's chalked up to the Spartans. The score, Illinois 16, Michigan State 13. Once again, from the Jennison Fieldhouse on the Michigan State College campus in East Lansing, Michigan, it's Myron Walden bringing you tonight's Big Ten basketball filler between the Spartans of Michigan State and the Fighting Illini from the University of Illinois. At the present time, Coach Harry Combs, orange and blue, hold a three-point advantage, 16-13, over Pete Newell's team. Timeout was just called by Michigan State, and the Illini are going to try and get their offensive wheels and gear so they can rack up some more points if they possibly can. They lead by a scant margin of only 3 points. Passing into Snodgrass, it comes to the middle now over to Sonny Means, driving down the right side, guarded by Sunderledge. A bounce pass comes on the post and there to Steffen. Down in the corner to Means, whips it back out to Steffen. In the middle of the court to Snodgrass, over the left side now to Carey, just standing, holding onto it. Back out in front to Means, dribbling over the right side, gives off to Steffen. A two-handed push pass comes down here on the right to Bauer. Back out in front to Steffen, whips it on the right side to Means. A two-handed set shot up, it's good! Sonny Means, a 5'11" junior guard from Saginaw, Michigan, scoring for the Spartans then at 16-15. State trails by only 1 point now as Sunderledge passes down to Rod Fletcher from the corner. Rod driving in, stops short, hooks the ball over his shoulder. It's out no good. A tip-in shot by Peterson out no good, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Pete, and it's given to Michigan State. Throwing it in is Jim Snodgrass. It's looped over on the left side to Sonny Means, bringing the ball down in a very slow, steady tempo. Now he passes underhanded over to Snodgrass, comes in the middle to Bauer, over to Steffen from the free throw line, takes a jump shot, it's blocked nicely by Fletcher, a long pass from Sunderland, comes down to Beach, Beach boards in for the shot from the left, it's up, out, no good. Taken off by Steffen of Michigan State. Now he passes down to Snodgrass, a two-handed push pass comes in to Bauer, Bauer races in for the shot, passes underneath into Carey, the ball is knocked away by Clyde Palmer, and it rolls off into the crowd. Referee Clyde Classo will give the ball out of bounds to Michigan State. 16-15, Illinois leads by one. Passing in for the Spartans is Bauer. Comes in the middle to Snodgrass. Over on the right side now to Sonny Means. Dribbling, guarded by Sunderledge. Means just stands holding onto the ball. Down the right side it comes into Steffen. He's guarded by Rod Fletcher. Illinois still using their switching man for man. Pass in the middle of the court now to Snodgrass. Over to Means. The bounce pass comes down to Bauer. Michigan State again trying to set up their play. In the corner it comes to Means. Back out on the side with the ball finally fought for and taken off by Bauer. Over on the right side into Carey. A bounce pass in the post, intercepted by Sunderledge. Credit Don Sunderledge with a great defensive play there, intercepting that pass from Steffen. Sunderledge drives in the keyhole, screens, hands off to Clive Palmer, breaking around his man, goes in for the shot, it's good! And he was fouled, the basket will count. It's 18-15. Don Sternly brought the ball down the left side, turned around and screened as he passed underhanded into Clive Fulmer, cutting around him on a pass and pick play. And Clive Fulmer looped the shot in, and he was fouled in the act of shooting by Bauer. He has a free throw, but it's no good. It's taken off of the board by Carey. Pass comes down to Means. 18-15 the score in favor of Illinois. They lead by three. 5 minutes, 30 seconds to play in the first half. Means passes on the right side into Steffen. Steffen in the middle of the court, about 20 feet away from the center. Loops the pass underneath in the Snodgrass. Can't shoot out on the right side into Carey. Carey had the ball knocked away from him by Clive Fulmer. They two-timed him. Back of him was Peterson, and Fulmer came around from in front and swiped the ball from him. In the center of the court, it comes to Beach. A jump shot by Beach. Up, hits the rim. No good. It's bounced four and taken off by Snodgrass of Michigan State. Brings the ball over the right side, drives in the keyhole, goes all the way in, stops, hooks the ball up, out, no good, it's tipped away, and it's what for and picked up by Clive Fulmer of Illinois, and the ball's knocked away from Clive and picked up by Bauer. Bauer gets a big hand from the Michigan State fans for recovering that ball. In the center of the court, it comes to Means. Here comes Irv Morris getting ready to go back into the Illinois lineup. On the right side into Carey, wheels past his man, goes in, the ball's knocked away from him, and he's called for traveling. Carey, called for traveling, it's given out of bounds to Illinois. Beach passing into Sunderley. Sometimes Michigan State presses, and sometimes they don't. This time they did not. Passing in as Sunderley comes over to Beach, down the left side into Rod Fletcher. Fletcher in the middle of the court, about 25 feet away, wheeling over the right side now, still dribbling. Now he's in the corner, still dribbling. Loops the ball back out in front to Sunderley. Standing, wheels past his man, a jump shot in the free throw line by Don. It's up, off, no good. A tip-in shot by Peterson, hits the rim, no good. It's battered around and picked up by Michigan State. Sonny Means puts another hand pass into Carey. A bounce pass and a fast break by Means, driving into the side. He scores! Say, this Means is a classy little ball player. He looks mighty good out there. So far, we'd say he's the best of the lot. 18-17 in favor of Illinois. Suddenly swings the ball on the right side from the corner. Whips it back out on the side now to Clive Fulmer. Dribbles it once, bats it back over to Ted Beach. Beach on the right side. He gives to Don Suddenly. Dribbles it once. Now he fires it right back out here to Clive Fulmer on the post. And Peterson, the jump shot in the free throw line by Pete is way, way short. No good. And Fletcher wheels the ball back into play, but he knocks it out of bounds. It's given to Michigan State. Means will pass in for the Spartans. It comes into Snodgrass. 18-17 the score in favor of Illinois by a scant margin of 1 point. A bounce pass comes down to Bauer. Bauer standing, holding on to it. Moves it back in the center of the court to Means. Down the right side into Carey. Carey just standing, holding on to it. Back in the center of the court, it comes now to Snodgrass. A two-handed push pass down to Bauer. 20 feet out in the middle, over the left side to Snodgrass of Michigan State. Snodgrass is guarded by Clive Fulmer of Illinois. A pass on the left side to Bauer, guarded by Beach. Bauer speeds up his dribbling from the free throw line, wheels the ball over the right side now to Carey. Carey from the corner, Sands holds on to it. Peterson is guarding Carey. Carey, a little bit puzzled who to pass off to, finally gets it back out in front court to Means. Meanwhile, the seconds continue to tick off. 18-17 with exactly 3 minutes to play in the first 20 minutes of action. A long pass comes off way across court over to Carey. Carey stops, holds on to it. Now he feeds the ball in the corner to Steffen. Steffen dribbles it once, feeds out on the side. A two-handed set shot taken by Snodgrass. It's in there! And Michigan State leads 19-18 over Illinois. That was a 20-foot two-handed set shot from the left side. Clive Fulmer whips the ball in the center of the court to Beach. A bounce pass on the post into Peterson. Peterson standing, holding on to it. Feeds out on the right side into Beach. Beach takes a long one, hammers up. It's good! Beach scores in a 20-foot one-handed push shot from out on the right side of the court. And Illinois forges back into the lead 20-19 in this hard-fought close game. It's a slow game, but nevertheless, it's mighty close. A bounce pass from Means on the post into Carey. Steps back, takes the one-hander, it's up, off, no good. Rebounded by Peterson, over to Fletcher, and a foul has been called on Rod Fletcher. They call Fletcher for charging into his man, and Rod nodding his head from left to right, very disgustedly, goes toward the foul line. He didn't think that foul should have been called on him. Timeout has just been called by Illinois. Illinois calls timeout, 2 minutes and 15 seconds of playing time remaining in the first half, with Illinois leading by a score of 20-19.